Welcome and happy International Women's Day with me, Jo Bailey, on Drive. If you missed yesterday's, the word of the week was overmused. Now, and again, it was last used apparently around the 17th century, right? But it means being totally exhausted by too much thinking, right? Now, we all have that now, right? So we should be using that again. So basically, you can use the word that, well, I've had an awful day at work. I've had so much to do. I'm totally overmused. So yeah, so we're definitely going to have to hashtag that one, I think, didn't you? Girls just want to have fun. Now, got in the studio, has just turned up with some cakes as well and a gluten-free one. Charlotte from Her Game 2. Charlotte, hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me on here.
No, it's all good stuff. Thanks for coming along. I need to have like some like sound effects or something. I should have called Andy back to give you a little bit of a shout like that as well. So, listen, Charlotte, how are you doing now today? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good, good, good. Are you are local-ish, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. Chelmsford, so not too
Chelmsford,
far at all.
Essex, girl.
Yeah, still yeah. Essex, yeah. That's you it. Can probably hear it.
Yeah. We do sound a little bit alike, although I'm more East London, I think. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Slight
yeah.
East London twinge. Mine's more Essex.
Oh, you're being ever so kind because it's probably a generational thing as well, Charlotte. But yeah. But yeah, it's nice to actually finally meet Charlotte because we've had a little bit of a conversation over Twitter as she's the West Ham United Women's Her Game 2. Not women, sorry. West Ham United Her Games 2 ambassador. So listen, for those tuning in for the first time, what's Her Game 2 about?
Her Game 2 is a campaign that was started by the Bristol Rovers supporters, actually, female supporters.
Oh, right. Northerners.
Yes, yep. Yes. Right. So we're all over the country. They noticed a gap in just having that support there for female fans. It started off generally just being for support for female fans to create a space that was safe for women that attend football matches, whether that be like just creating a reporting system. And just as the campaigns gained more and more attraction and attention, it's now kind of grown into something that supports girls at a grassroots level as well, and ensuring girls have equal access to the opportunities in sport. And yeah, it's a really special campaign.
Yeah. I mean, it's mad really, because it was founded in, I think it was April or May of 2021. So it's really, really early stages, but it does show like really the hunger for women like to go to sporting events, and unfortunately the anger as well, because misogyny as well, like we have to deal with still on a day-to-day basis. It sort of highlights that more. So you've exploded now, and there's ambassadors everywhere. And like you were saying, Charlotte, it's about grassroots football as well. So you've got grassroots ambassadors as well, right?
Yeah, exactly that. We do have grassroots ambassadors too. So they do a lot of brilliant work in just creating that opportunities and ensuring that they're there for young girls and boys, just to have equal opportunities and equal access to the sport. And you're right, we're still very early stages, and it's quite amazing how quickly it's gained its popularity. And it all started from a viral video from the founders when it was a very small team, and they did a video just basically holding up a piece of paper with words of that they'd heard from men, you know, stuff like women shouldn't watch football. And it resonated with so many people that it just went viral, and that's how the campaign kind of blew up.
So have you met anyone from like West Ham that's gone along and got in touch with you, or because it's building a community around sort of like all the clubs that you support as well? Because I see you're like you're following everybody else and everybody follows you, and it ends up being, even if it's an online community, it's a brilliant thing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I have had quite a lot of support from the West Ham supporters, and sometimes when we're still working on a partnership at the minute with West Ham directly, but when we've had some fans that have had a bad experience at a match who have confided in me, and I've been able to direct them with how they can report it should they wish. So providing that kind of that security, that safety net that we're there to support, it's had a really positive response. And as you say, like, we have created such a great community across clubs. You've obviously got your club rivalries and stuff, yeah. but you realise that we've all got a common goal, and we've all...
Pardon the pun.
That was a good pun, actually.
That was a good one. Boom, boom. Yeah,
I'll pretend it was intentional.
So, we've created like a good community where we're all supporting each other. It's amazing to see the work that the other girls have been doing for their clubs as well. So it's all really positive.
If you don't mind me asking, what do you do out of doing all the stuff for her game too?
So day to day, I work in cybersecurity. Obviously, another very male-dominated industry.
Yeah.
But I do a lot of stuff on computers. So I'm sitting down, hunched over a desk most days. But it's definitely, I love it. It's such an interesting and broad subject and place to work in. It's a lot of tech, sort of thing.
How did you get in that though? I mean, the school you must have gone to must have been really good for you to actually like be able to transition to do something like that, right? Or not?
You say that without trying to bash me on school.
No,
on the radio.
We don't want to do that. No.
No, my school was brilliant. It's just by default, I guess, schools tend to not encourage girls into STEM subjects. I studied maths at school, but when it came to like computer science, I didn't do a computer science or anything like that at school. No girls did it. And so it wasn't anything that the school did to discourage. It's just what they didn't do. And I think so I ended up just falling into it by chance because I did not want to go to university, and I found an apprenticeship.
Smart girl.
Yeah. I couldn't have done university. I'm not disciplined enough. But I found an apprenticeship in tech that so I went into that, and since then I've been doing like careers fairs at schools and stuff to try and show students, all students, that there is that opportunity and the world of tech and all the opportunities that you have within tech and how schools can encourage that, and they are a lot better now.
It's still sad to hear, because obviously like you're a young woman, but it's still really sad to hear that people from your generation were still struggling, really, and not having the same opportunities as the boys do, and it's a little bit difficult to hear still. That's why International Women's Day is so important,
right? Absolutely, exactly. It just highlights this, and it's a day to celebrate all the work and progress that has been made, and also showing what is still to be done.
Yeah. So how many like women work with you? Have you got many colleagues that are women or non-binary? Or
well, when I was at the place company I worked at before, I was the only woman. And I worked with all men, and it was all men that were over 50 as well. So just people I didn't really relate to. But now I've joined a different company, which I joined about 6 months ago, and they are really big on gender diversity and inclusivity. So I actually work with quite a few women. I'd say on my specific team, there are only two of us, but generally in the company, we're a pretty 50-50 split. And it's something that my company really shout out about.
That's really good.
It's a great achievement of them to be so diverse.
Yeah. There's so much work to be done, though, isn't there, Sean?
Yeah.
I must admit. But look, do you know what? Let's have another track before it takes up to news. But do you know what I'm going to do? Guess the intro, because I'm going to play it out just after the news as well, this one. See if you know this, Sean. Hang on, I'm going to play it now. Hang on.
Oh, no.
Hang on, give me a chance. It's well before you were born. Hang on. I can't remember what it was.
Guess the intro.
Yeah. You're looking at me blankly, Charlotte. I'm
not good with names and songs.
No.
I do know it.
On Drive with me, Joe Bailey, in association with St Francis Hospice, doing more than you think. Now, I am still here, and Charlotte is still here as well. I'm just going to have a little chat. You're a singer as well, or you used to sing a bit, is that right?
Oh, yeah. I haven't done it in a while. I used to be a big musical theatre fan and do a lot of theatre group each week and put on a show every few months, and I still love it. I have not sang live in a long while, but it is definitely something I used to love to do. I'm actually putting on a charity gig in a few weeks because I'm running the London Marathon in April.
Ooh.
So just to raise a bit of money, I've dragged all of my retired musical theatre friends out of the woodwork to come and perform.
Oh, wow. Where's that going to be? In Chelmsford as
yeah,
well?
So yeah, yeah. It's just a local event.
Oh, brilliant.
In Chelmsford.
That's amazing. You have to throw us the event and I can plug it for you on Drive. Oh, we've just done it. Look, you're here now. Yeah, well, we can do it. Well, so when is that though, Charlie? It's in April, isn't it?
Yeah. So I'm hoping to do it in the first week of April. I haven't actually got the weekend set yet because I'm just trying to organise it with the venue. But hopefully beginning of April.
Nice one. If you've just tuned in, I'm here with Andy Gilson, is on the Orient Hour, obviously coming up a little bit later. And Charlotte from West Ham United's ambassador for her game too. So, yeah, you're still with us then, Charlotte, just.
It's just about the cream eggs keeping me going.
Is it? Yeah,
I'm
well
looking
done.
Forward to it.
She's looking at it and you can see the temptation there.
Yeah.
Eat it live on air.
Yeah.
I said, if it's one of those ones with the 10 grand inside, I'm having it back.
Oh, was there a 10 grand one? There was one like that the other week where someone, I read it, went viral. They'd eaten like a heart-shaped crisp. Did
yeah,
you see?
I saw that. Oh. Yeah, the Walker's crisp. And Walker's actually commented saying, we're really sorry. It was valid, but you've eaten
yeah,
it.
It was a famous brand of a manufacturer of crisps. And there's other manufacturers
there are
out
others.
There.
Yeah, it's there a wonder there are, but there
are. Yeah, but you know what? It's International Women's Day, as we was discussing earlier. But, right, there's been a legacy off of the back now of the Women's Euros, because what's happened is the government have just announced, and I'm reading little bits of this as well, the government announced that schools are going to offer a minimum of 2 hours PE per week, and they're going to give a generous amount of funding. How much, I don't know, that will be, but basically there's a picture actually of Lotta Robin Moy, you know, for the Arsenal player. It's actually quite an emotional one, really, and she's tweeted a picture of, there's like all the lionesses on the pitch all huddled together, and above that you've got all the crowd, and on the crowd in the background, this is what I've got to read because I always get this wrong, it says a playground full of lionesses. And that's right moving, right? Because like we was discussing earlier, I mean, I couldn't play football in school. Well, to be fair, I was in the East London school in Stratford and we just had literally concrete to play on, so it was just rounders in our day. But you were saying, Charlotte, as well, it's been it was not as equal as even for your generation.
Oh
yeah?
No, I can remember at school having to do netball and the boys are doing football and wanting to, I mean, I was rubbish at every sport. I'm not a sport person.
You could have lied. No one would have known.
I know. I could have said I've nearly became a pro.
Yeah.
No, I was not good at sport, but even still, I wanted to get involved with the football, and we did do football, but not as much, not as much as the boys at all.
No, it weren't taken seriously. So hopefully now things have changed, yeah, because there was so many much disparity still, wasn't there? Like
yeah.
A huge like unbalance
yeah.
of. It surprised me. I didn't realise that, you know, that girls couldn't. The kids are kids, didn't they? At the end of the day, didn't realise they couldn't play football. It's just a bit madness, isn't it? Really.
Exactly.
So it's all those sort of things. But that's what the beautiful thing as well is about all the women's football.
For the young kids, they don't know there's any difference if it's the women's team or the men's team. It's just the same football club.
It's just football, yeah.
It's the football club. So it's the Spurs or it's West Ham or whatever.
Yeah.
It's, you know, just one branch of that coming down. So you've got to aim at the younger people whose minds are more open than the old farts who are still in where they are. You know,
it's exactly that. It's all about changing attitudes.
Yeah.
Well,
you're banging your head on a wall against people my age group and upwards most of the time. And that's the truth, you know, because they just aren't open to it. Their minds are closed and, you know, that's it. I'm not being, you know, not
what can we do, Anne, though? Because conversations
shoot us, I think.
Please don't do that if you are listening.
I'm only kidding.
No, but I think, like, conversations like these are, like, key, you know. I think we've all, like, it's intergenerational as well, things as well that need to change. And it's not always, as you just said there, Anne, the dinosaurs as well. And surprisingly, there's still, like, kids and people in their 20s and 30s as well.
I think they reflect what they hear indoors, Joe.
This is it,
I think that's a direct correlation.
It's a learned pattern, isn't it?
As I say, said to you earlier, when, you know, I was doing the commentary and they women commentators, like, what? You know, and you know, but now you know, it's normal.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it didn't help that the poor girl who did the first match of the day mucked it up. But I mean, yeah, that's just sod slaughter.
But that's remembered,
isn't
it? Like, can you remember the first bloke that messed up when he went on match of the day? You can't really, can
you? Well,
no, but you see what I mean? Yes,
it was only men do the football, you know.
All that pressure on that, you know, but it takes all those first, doesn't it, really?
Well, the thing was, she's a journalist and she's done loads and loads and loads and loads of reports. Got to get to that point where she was given the game and then the actual game, it's like, oh God, you know, it must have just got overwhelmed her, I suppose.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of women before and after us on our shoulders, really, you know, because you do, man, like, it's like you carry all that kind of weight, do you know what I mean? I always carry a lot of weight, but I'm talking about, you know, weight on our shoulders.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, I said to you earlier, didn't I, when my wife said to me, you put on weight, what do you have for breakfast? I said, 2 eggs. She said, scrambled or fried? I said, Cadbury's cream.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's a staple diet.
Even when Billy Bonds was manager, I spoke recently with Keith Rowland, who was left back at West Ham in the 90s.
Yeah.
And also Tim Breaker.
Tim Breaker.
Yeah, they were chatting about being Tim. Under Billy Bonds. And
he was a bit of a pin-up boy back in the day, old Tim Breaker.
Name dropping here, isn't there?
Yeah. Look at this. No, I've never met him. I'm just riding the coattails of Charlotte. That's all I'm doing,
I once made Stanley Matthews a cup of tea. Does that count?
Did you? I don't know. Well, I met a lot of Mob and Moy earlier. But listen, do you know what? We're going to drop some more... what do you call that? There's a drop some... what do you call it when you're dropping name dropping? Yeah, there's another name.
That name dropping.
Name dropping.
Well, you've got 15 minutes left of drive and we're going to have Lizzo. Good.
How many
hell.
Names can we drop in 15
yes.
minutes?
Well, yeah, we've got quite a few. Let's line them up. But Charlotte's still with us as well. So, Charlotte, listen, if anyone's listening to you and you think, oh, you know, it seems like really good fun as well to do something really important like joining her game too. Say, for instance, you know, we've got Brentwood and we've got Hashtag and we've got loads of other local club. If they wanted to join, what could they do?
Well, you could go to Her Game 2's Twitter profile. You could just Google Her Game 2. We've got a website set up which will direct you to football, cricket, rugby, because we have we've split into different sports now. But once you go in, there'll be a section that's how I can get involved, and you can go through that, and it will give you the Her Game 2 email. That's if you want to become an ambassador like I am for your local club or for grassroots or some Premier League or like Championship clubs that we're still looking to get ambassadors for. So you can get involved like that. You can always ask me as well on my Twitter. My Twitter is just Charlotte EWHU.
WHU, what does that stand for?
I wonder.
And if you want to do Her Game 2 as well, or Her Game 2, it's with a T-double-O. So it's hergame2.co.uk. Yeah, and I've worked with them in a few partnerships, as you know. I've got a few fingers in a few parts. I don't want to make this West Ham-centric, but also do it for stuff for Pride in Football as well with them. So, and yeah, there's a lot of work to be done, but I think it's like, I'm going to be calling them. Are you ready? Stronger together, that's what I always say,
so
to be
true.
Fair.
And if you're not wanting to be an ambassador, and being an ambassador does take quite a bit of time and volunteering, but you just want to be more generally involved, we take on advocates for each club, and you know, advocates, you can just show your support and be involved and be kept up to date with all the progression that's being made with the campaign.
So when you join, do you just like get a list of things that you can and can't do, and you get the support all there for you, don't you? So people don't think they're just going to turn up and they'll have to try and run everything themselves.
Oh, no.
You get sort of help along every step of the way, really. Don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, and we have a WhatsApp and Slack as well. We're all like good friends. It's like just a friendly.
That's it. Because Spurs have got one as well, so we're all the London clubs and a lot of Essex clubs.
Exactly.
Listen, Charlotte, I want to thank you again for coming in and sticking around for the whole show. Hope you enjoyed yourself.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's been great fun.
Brilliant. And thanks for bringing in the cakes. You can come back again. But thank you for listening as well to Drive. And I will see you 3 o'clock tomorrow. I'm going to leave you with Destiny's Child. Go on, Charlotte, you say it.
Happy International Women's Day.
Way.